Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We have so much to talk about. The Epstein fallout is crazy. I'm telling you, even this whole thing about this Guthrie situation, which looks very odd, that has, I believe, to do with the Epstein files. We've got the Lord Mandelson that you may have never even heard of, but really connecting the dots on Epstein running the world from a prison cell, if he was even in a prison cell. Just so much truth is coming out. Tucker just did a video on Pizzagate, of all things. So really, really great. We've been watching for this, waiting for this for so long, and now it's hitting the mainstream, and people are, struggling to deal with what they are finding out. And even President Trump posted about Q and Bill Maher apologized to Q, which is pretty cool. So let's jump in here. Here's my website, melissaredpill.com. I look at how this is biblical. This is the end times for them. If you're not familiar with that, go and check out the information we have on end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. That is what we are witnessing. And you'll also see my social media right there and the audiobook, so you can listen to me read the book to you if you'd like to listen to that on your commute or share it with your friends. So also check out, we have over 1,000 and videos and great health information. Definitely go hit the like button right now and bookmark this. Make sure you have subscribed and that your bell is rung so you'll know when we send out surprise videos. This week we did one on Nicki Minaj being potentially part of the 17 movement, so which is amazing. Anyway, just check that one out too. Here is this video that President Trump posted, and you know, he said this week that he doesn't always look at the whole video. That whole thing with the Obamas, that whole at the end of the video, that was very strange. But anyway, so on this one at the end, he's got information about 17. So did he add it on there? I would bet he did. So check it out.
I got to ask you about the U.S. election. As you point out, you're not an American citizen. You're an Australian. You know, you're clearly not rooting for Hillary. But are you rooting for Trump?
No, I mean it's. If we have good information on Trump, we publish that. If we have good information on Hillary, the Democrats, we publish that. It is a bit concerning, the allegations that by the Clinton campaign that everyone is a Russian agent are really disturbing. Why is that? Well, because bizarrely, Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, has positioned herself now to be the security candidate. She's powered up with the neocons responsible for the Iraq War. And she's grabbed on to this kind of neo-McCarthyist hysteria about Russia and is using that to demonize the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign has all sorts of things wrong with it. But as far as we can see, being Russian agents is not one of them. Some people have asked us, when will you release information on Donald Trump? And of course, we are very interested in all countries to reveal the truth about different candidates that people can understand. But it's really hard for us to release anything worse than what comes out of Donald Trump's mouth every second day. I mean, it's part of his charismatic appeal that he speaks off the cuff.
You see it? That's 17 right
people
there.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
The American
check it.
Populace is
check it out.
An unconventional warfare scenario.
There you go. WWGGA. Where we go one, we go all. Of course, this was a video posted by Anon, our wonderful Anon patriot. But yeah, President Trump reposted that with a big fat WWG1WGA. Where we go one, we go all. I thought that was awesome. Yes, awesome. I love it. All right, so that, and then Bill Maher had to come out and say, you know, because in the Epstein files, it's showing that these people are absolutely evil, that they, you know what, kids, and that cannibalism, and, you know, this is what we've been talking about for years with the Pizzagate. And so Bill Maher came out and said, where does QAnon, he calls him QAnon, go to get an apology? Check this out.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but where does QAnon go for the apology? You know, I mean, QAnon, which believed in lots of really ridiculous things, like, you know, Democrats eat babies.
Yeah.
But they were kind of harping a lot on the idea that the elites are running this pedophile ring. And I mean, I made jokes about them. I also made jokes after the Epstein thing happened originally, that were on the idea of, well, you know, there, like, obviously there was some smoke there. Well, now with all that's come out in the last couple of weeks, there's a little more than smoke. It does look like anybody who was at all able to get in touch with Jeffrey Epstein, he was the man.
We're doing it.
They just, yeah. I mean, and then they all lied about it. Everybody has, and the arrogance also, of thinking they could just use their real name in an email, which they did, and didn't try to, like, couch it in, you know, when I used to get pot before it was legal, it was like, I'd like two shirts, please, you know, and no seeds in the shirts this time, you know, you had to sort of codify it. No, they're just openly talking in emails about this sort of, you know, sexual perversion, and that they were all doing, and lots of people who you didn't think, you know, or I never imagined were doing it. I see these names come up. So, you know, I mean, QAnon, yes, a lot of crazy there, but you know what? You weren't totally wrong about that, you know, guys.
Not totally wrong. And where do they go? Where do we go to get our apology? We'll take our apology now. We've been trying to expose this to the world for all this time, and we've been ridiculed, called every name, and been, you know, demonized and cast off of the public forums. You know, that's why we were all sent to the Isle of Misfit Toys out of social media. And so now it's all coming back into the mainstream. And so that's really great for you guys to go and to share it. And I love sharing over on Telegram. I love the Isle of Misfit Toys. That's when a great place for us to share. But I've always said, make sure that you share it on other social media where other people are, who will, you can get this truth out there, and really go and share, because I've been posting on X and nothing is holding me back on X. I can say anything that I need to say and expose the truth. So definitely go, and whenever you see them, please hit the like, hit the, you know, comments. That's one of the ways you can help to get all this truth out there. Very, very exciting. Thank you for the apology. We appreciate it, because yeah, this has been a tough road, and it's been very unfair how every one of us was treated. So finally, the truth is out. Now, this, before we even go on, I want to talk about this Nancy Guthrie disappearance, her mother. What is going on with this, and how is she related to the Clintons? And so I want you to hear this lady. She was the first one I saw that had come out with this information. She had been digging into the Epstein files. And so I'm going to show you some of these Epstein files about this, as well as what 17 said about it literally like 7 years ago. Check this out.
Get ready for work. I went down the rabbit hole of Savannah Guthrie. Now, we've all heard about her mother being kidnapped out in Arizona, but I dug a little farther. Her husband, his last name is Feldman. He worked for the Clintons the 8 years they were in office, okay? He started a company called Grover Park. Basically, what they were scrubbers. They would scrub the internet of any bad anything bad that they did not want the public to find out. They would scrape the whole internet so where you, when you did a search, you couldn't find out anything about it. How much you want to bet, because the Clintons are going in front of Congress, that they struck out to this guy because he was their cleaner? We've all heard about the 50-some-thought people that have had questionable deaths behind the Clintons. We've all heard about them. Not one person in this country has not heard about them. So how much you want to bet they want to keep this guy silent to get his mother-in-law back? So tonight I'll end up having to do some more research, but right now I don't have time. But if you have time today, please go down that rabbit hole.
There you go. So that was great. Yeah, so that she was connecting those dots. And then that they're saying Savannah is the daughter and Nancy is the mother. Okay, so Savannah had badgered Trump over QAnon. Remember that? Back in the day, in his first term, because her and her husband ran cover for the Clintons. And now that the files are out and the Clintons are being summoned to testify regarding Epstein files, they are probably compromised big time. Thank you, Trump, Bell, Laura. So these are some of the posts that we have been looking at for a long time. And today, being the Super Bowl, a lot of these things are connecting. I would not be surprised if something big didn't happen today to try to take attention away from all this truth coming out, to take away from the Epstein files, to take away from everything that we're finding out on the internet, and they cannot stop it. In post 1644, we're told the question must be asked, that it will force Q team to reveal it all. And by the question, Q means the direct question of who Q is. Right? I'm ready to know. I'm ready for the world to know the truth about everything. How about you guys? I'm just ready. Well, who asked President Trump about QAnon? Says Suzanne Guthrie. Remember that? And I want you to, you're going to see on here, her name was misspelled on the board. And we've been told many times misspellings matter. So I'm going to show you that in just a second. In drop 2843, we're told the fun begins directly after. And this line is immediately before a line in the drop mentioning the Super Bowl being made to look like a puppy bowl. Reminder, President Trump posted dog comms yesterday. I didn't see that. Did you guys see that? I missed that. Anyway, what if we get a great big breaking news surrounding Guthrie's mother on February 10th, which would be Tuesday, and then is blamed on a crazy Q person? I don't know. Hopefully that's not the case, but and then if that forces the question of who is Q and what, you know, and I appreciate, like I said, Bill Maher coming out, and he's very politically savvy. He understands, you know, the moving parts in this thing, and he, I think, is possibly trying to cover his tracks. You know, we've seen some very interesting things about him with red shoes on the board. We know what that symbolism is. It's awful. So, you know, I hope that was maybe misinformation, but anyway, we'll see. Either way, he is exposing that Q is real, and he's trying to get on kind of the side of Q, it looks like. Anyway, but it forces them to ask the question, and does the fun begin shortly thereafter? That's what we were told on the board. As the cherry on top, Patriots are in the Super Bowl. Yeah, the Patriots are playing today, and President Trump just posted something with a picture of him with the Patriots. It looked like he was supporting the Patriots. Now, how many, we are all pretty much convinced that this is from Paul Florette, convinced that the Guthrie situation is a psyop, right? I mean, have you seen the video? I just posted it last night of them saying, we know what you're saying, and we are ready to pay, and it's just weird. All of it is weird. If it's an act, she's not a very good actress, and it doesn't seem real to any of us. Anyway, in drop 1515, that's where Suzanne Guthrie's name is mentioned, and it's misspelled as Guthrie. Now, take a look at drop 704, which is February 10th, talking about the Super Bowl. It's simply an E. In drop 831, we're told misspellings matter, right? In drop 1644, we're told the question must be asked. It will force the Q team to reveal it all by the question. Q means direct. Direct. A question of who or what Q is. All right, so here, and I know this is super, super small, but this is post 1644. If you want to see these things, you have to go to QAnon.pub. That's one of the places that you can see it. That's where it's saying it must happen. Conspiracy no more. Think of every post made. It would force us to prove everything stated to avoid looking crazy. And, you know, these things are coming out in the posts, you know, and it would be all the buzz. It would be all the buzz if they started to say, okay, Q is real and this is what we've been doing all this time. I would love nothing more. I'm telling you, that would be so great if we were all vindicated that we've been talking about this all this time, not just Pizzagate, but everything Q had to say. And then everybody, I mean, everyone would be racing over to the Q board to find out what is it? What is going on? And they would be asking us, what is the Q all about? Anyway, public, what do they fear most? Public awakening. If they ask, they self-destruct. They know this is real. Of course they know this is real. And then, think sex / child arrest in the news. Yes, come on, let's go. We're all ready for that. We're past ready. And then on post 2843, you see this is the one when it says at the end, the fun begins directly after. We'll make the Super Bowl look like a puppy show. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I care nothing for the Super Bowl. All I care about is getting these people arrested. That's all I'm caring about. I know that you feel the same way. That's where the one it says misspellings matter. And then the next one, there's where you see the post that says Savannah Guthrie. It should be Guthrie. So there's an E right there on 2/10, which is Tuesday. So we'll watch and see if something big comes out about that coming up on Tuesday. We'll just, you know, we'll watch and see. All right, now we're moving on to Lord Mandelson. Have you heard of this guy? Do you know who he is? He's the guy in his underwear. Have you seen that? Now you know who I'm talking about. There's Lord Mandelson. Just so you know, Epstein had a pet name for him, calling him Little Petey. And I've seen it spelled P-E-T-I-E, like Peter, whatever. And maybe that's it, but it's more, I think, PD as in pedophile, little pedophile. And so Epstein said that this guy, Lord, he doesn't look much like a Lord Mandelson right there, but he's basically the pretending prime minister. He was the one pulling the strings, the handler behind the power in London. Okay, so I'm going to show you some of the things that he did. And the biggest thing he did was he leaked information that would help to bail out the bankers. Remember in the 2008 when the whole thing went, you know, the financial crisis, and they're saying we need to be bailed out. You know, they have more money than anyone. But the point is, they were all saying that they need to be bailed out. And so he was pulling some of the levers to make sure that they got all this money. And obviously not for the little people, it was all for them. And that's what President Trump is making sure that in this, if the banks crash right now because of this price of silver, we're not going to bail out the banks. We're going to work for the people, the Main Street people, the regular mom and pops and all of us, the regular people, not for the big banksters. And that's that day of getting bailed out is over, and you know all that they've done to us. So this is Little Petey. All right. So here is what I appreciate Promethean Action. She is wonderful, and so she has been exposing a lot of this, and she just does a wonderful, wonderful job. So I wanted you to see this is one of the things that she shared. The four things that he did while he was in this position of power. Now he's lost his position as, let me see all the things he's lost. He had to be removed from being ambassador, number one. He now had to resign from being in the Labour Party and from being in Parliament. And it looks like he's going to lose his peerage. In other words, his Lord status or whatever. So that, and his titles. So yeah, those are the things. The whole thing is coming down around his ears. And today I just saw that Starmer is trying so hard to stop all of this this firestorm around him, and he's trying, you know, he's getting the blame for having this guy, and I'm going to read to you whatever he was doing. And so now, instead of Starmer resigning, he had his chief of staff resign. So he's taking the fall for hiring this guy, and he say, oh, I apologize that I hired him because he was in here doing all these bad things. Well, you think Starmer didn't know? Come on. Everybody knows that Starmer absolutely knew, and that he was, you know, part of it. So I want you to see this. Here are the four things that he was doing in June 2009. This is even after the financial crash, where he's talking to Epstein in prison to make sure that they have information about the bailout. And so, and working toward getting the bailout for the banks in prison. Again, maybe he was in prison, maybe he wasn't. Either way, in June 2009, he sent him a Downing Street memo on $20 billion in asset sales with a comment, interesting note that's gone to the prime minister. So giving him insider information, this is how it works. You know, not for the little guys, only for those at the top, right? And this is what has to be stopped. And those who do these types of things, which affects in the decisions they make that affect the markets. That is the that's the real big money game right there. And that's what has to be stopped. And anyone who does this must be prosecuted. Well, that's likely what's going to happen with Lord Mandelson. In August 2009, he leaked a confidential banking memo to Epstein 4 seconds after receiving it. So all of this, you know, where they were doing this bailout, they got immediately this information, and again, it affected how they made trades on the market. It's the same, similar thing to what is happening with how in the world is Ilhan Omar and Nancy Pants Pelosi and Pressler, do they go in there and just be, you know, regular citizens with a regular amount of money, and next thing you know, they have millions and millions of dollars. Right. And it just keeps going up and up and up. They have insider information, which is unfair. And so they are able to just, you know, scrape the goodie off the top and get all the benefit out of the market when we end up, you know, taking it on the chin. In May of 2010, he tipped off Epstein about a $500 billion Eurozone bailout, saying, this should be announced tonight. I'm just leaving number 10 Downing Street, which is where basically their White House. So, yeah, he's, again, giving insider information. And then on the next day, May 10th, 2010, even gave him advance notice of Gordon Brown's resignation, finally got him to go today. So he was the deputy prime minister. And so he pulled the levers to get this guy out of office. So, yeah, doing whatever he had to do to get him out. So this is the kind of thing that why Lord Mandelson is catching a lot of heat over in England. And now this is indicative of what the Epstein files are doing. They're revealing what these people have been doing behind closed doors. And it's not really just about the guy in his underpants, right? I mean, that is horrible. That is horrible what they do, you know, with children. Okay, I'm not disputing that, but the real issue that they don't want us to look at is how this affects all the power structure, and that they're all in on it together against the people. And it's not just that; it's about, you know, the medical community, every community, every industry is affected by this type of insider information and pulling all these levers. And with, it appears, Epstein at the top, because he works for, as he has admitted on the Epstein files, he works for the Rothschilds. He's, you know, and everyone, I don't think I've seen anything about him being a Mossad agent, but that's, you know, that's what we all believe he is. All right. So, yeah, here's one of the posts from Jeffrey to Peter Mandelson. And so he's talking about here, should Jamie, as in Jamie Dimon, I'm going to sneeze, call Darling. I don't know who that is. Call one more time. Sorry. Excuse me. They said that J.P. Morgan alone was over $500 million said to be needed. And then he posts back, this is on that December 2009, yes, and mildly threaten, can we speak? So yeah, this is the kind of thing that's coming out on the Epstein files. Here is Lord Mandelson right here on the left next to Peter Starmer. And yeah, Peter Starmer is in the hot seat over this. And if that's what Mandelson was doing, you know that Peter Starmer is involved too. They're all in on it. They're all in on this game that they run on humanity and to control the levers of power. All right, so I want you to see that. The other thing that President Trump has just created is this thing called Project Vault. Have you guys heard about Project Vault? This is going to be, in my opinion, huge. So we've been, you know, led around by the nose by these bankers for JP Morgan and and Bank of America and Deutsche Bank and all these big ones that are in this top echelon of power and control, and they're always getting the bailouts and all of that. Well, what President Trump just started was I'll read this to you. Project Vault is a $12 billion U.S. government initiative launched by President Trump in February 2026. This just happened this week. It's huge. Project Vault. You might want to do some more research on it. It's establishing a strategic stockpile of critical and rare earth minerals, reducing our dependence on China. The program is funded by a $10 billion loan from the U.S. Export-Import Bank. When I heard XM Bank, you might have heard some information about XM Bank. It's not the letter X and the letter M. It's EX as in export and IM as in import. And nearly $2 billion in private capital, functioning similarly to the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but focused on materials essential for advanced technology, defense systems, electric vehicles, and clean energy. So we've always heard, okay, the dollar is tied to the petrodollar. Well, now this is going to be tied to the silver and the gold. In other words, why gold will destroy the Fed is because we'll no longer be controlled by the petrodollar. We're going to move to where we have hard assets, gold and silver and all these rare earth minerals. And that this is what our financial system will be run on. And this is controlled by the government, by our U.S. sovereign government, rather than these independent bankers. Is that making sense, you guys? This is huge. This is huge. Instead of our country run by these Federal Reserve bankers, destroy the Federal Reserve bankers. Instead of them controlling our money and controlling the interest rates and all that, we're going to have everything switch over to this XM Bank, Export-Import Bank, where now it's controlled by silver and gold, and the value will be not just paper money, but real hard assets. And so they won't be able to control it. And they can have their, in one sense, how long they last and they're not in prison, they can have their little Federal Reserve all day long, but it won't be controlling our economy. How many times has President Trump come out and said, this can't go on, they can't continue to control the interest rates, because it squashes business, it squashes people who are trying to buy houses, it just destroys our economy. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. All right, so I just wanted you to see that all these critical minerals targeted. I posted the other day the video of Secretary Bessent, where he was explaining about this critical minerals bank, and that is going to be run by our government. Really, what we really need it to be. What we really need to have control of our own economy, with our own currency, with our own bank, and not controlled by the bankers. Isn't that great? This is awesome, awesome news. I hope you guys are really catching how important Project Vault is. All right. Now, the next thing is here, back to about the Pizzagate. This is so important that you share this information. I just posted this morning. I just saw that Ian Carroll and Tucker Carlson just did a huge expose. I'm going to give you the link right now. They did a huge expose on Pizzagate. Okay, so I'm going to just type this out. Pizzagate over in the comments. All right, so yeah, he's got this whole thing. What is Pizzagate? The elite's demonic ritualistic child abuse, the disgusting government cover-up of the Epstein atrocities, the essential questions we need answered, Epstein's involvement in the global financial crisis and global events, Epstein's long history of money laundering. Will this corruption continue? Yeah, and where to find Epstein's documents and Ian Carroll's sources, and then Epstein's fixation on genetics. So all of this they're coming out with. I'm just so thankful for Tucker Carlson. A lot of people would be willing to watch this video because they have such great respect for Tucker Carlson. So this is a really important one to share, because this he's helping to bring this out into the mainstream. So definitely, definitely share that one, okay? And like I was saying, he's also connecting the dots to how Epstein is controlling these lords in these different governments, and controlling who's going to be the leader and who's out, who's going to get the bailout, how all this works. supposedly from a prison cell. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. All right, so I want you to see that. I'm not going to play it, but I just want you to have the link. All right, so next, I want you to see President Trump talking about how he has a big ego. This was at the prayer breakfast this week, and so wonderful to see our wonderful president, of course, with that beautiful purple tie. And so he's talking about his ego. Check this out. He's so funny.
And I said, you know, he's a really smart guy. If I ever get this thing, I got to get it. It wasn't easy, you know. They rigged the second election. I had to win it. I had to win it. I needed it for my own ego. I would have had a bad ego for the rest of my life. Now I really have a big ego, though. Beating these lunatics was incredible, right? What a great feeling. Winning every swing state, winning the popular vote. The first time, you know, they said I didn't win the popular vote. I did. But they said, so they'd always say, they would always start, they'd introduce me. While Donald Trump did not win the popular vote, you know, I'm sitting up being introduced by a Democrat or somebody. And he said, why Donald Trump did not win the popular vote? He won the presidency. Here he is. I said, that was terrible. I said, we won the popular vote by a lot. We didn't want to play any games. This has been a much different. We had a great first term. We had the greatest economy in history, but this one's going to blow it away already. It's blown everything away. We have 18.
Awesome. I love that. He's talking about how great it is for his ego that he beat these people. I just love how he just digs it in. He does not play. He goes in guns blazing. I just love it. Now, this one was so funny. He's talking about he does not sleep on the plane. And do you know why? Because he's always looking out the window for missiles. He's just, and his comedic timing is awesome. He's so funny. But yeah, I think this is also a dig at them because, you know, they have been trying to destroy him, and they can't. They can't. Him flying all over the world, you know, how easy, to be honest, it would be very easy for them to do a missile and take down his plane, you know. And I know he's got all the protection around him, but let's just be honest, it would be pretty easy for them to do, I'm thinking. And but it hasn't happened. And the reason it hasn't happened is because this is literally biblical. This is the Lord. This is the Lord rescuing humanity. And they cannot stop it. Of everything they have tried, they could not stop it. Okay. Yeah, because we've seen them stop McKinley and Lincoln and Jefferson and Hamilton. I mean, it's on and on they have gone. And they anyone who did the right thing, they stood up against this horrible behemoth, was in terrible, you know, was assassinated. But they have not been able to assassinate President Trump, and they won't be able to because this is biblical. All right, so check it out.
Plane. I don't sleep on planes. I don't like sleeping on planes, you know. I like looking out the window watching for missiles and enemies.
He's so funny. I like sitting there looking out the window for missiles. He's so hilarious. He just, and it's another dig. It really is a dig. All right. So this one is talking about how President Trump is feeling. And this upsets them also because they're like, he's, you know, up there in age and he's just has more energy than anybody. So check it out.
We first met 10 years ago when you were running the first time. How do you feel now as you approach 80?
I feel great. I mean, physically and mentally, I feel like I did 50 years ago. It's crazy. Now, there'll be a time when I won't be able to.
50 years ago, let's just see, who in here could keep up with him? It's hard for me to keep up with just reporting what he's doing, much less everything that he's doing. Yeah, and so if you're new here, again, check out all of our social media because we post all the time whatever he is, you know, these types of video clips is something easy for you to share with people. And we are sharing, you know, the different things he's doing, like the Project Vault or exposing Epstein or whatever, all these. And now, of course, when he's talking about Epstein, when he's talking about him, he's like, I don't know why they're spending time on this. Why? This is just a waste of time. It's just a waste. He is the one who's brought this out. If it hadn't been for President Trump, this information about Epstein would never have come out. He told us about this. He's Q+. He told us about this 7 years ago and exposed it to us so that we would be trying to expose it to the world. And he's just saying that to, you know, as like a, you know, like a child psychology type of thing. Anyway, all right, so check this out. This is the one where President Trump is the discombobulator. He is, you know, all the all the weapons in the world, he's calling this the discombobulator, but really, he is the discombobulator. Check this out.
Discombobulator. Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
But what does it do?
Let me just tell you, you know what it does? None of their equipment works. That's what it does. Everything it was my name. I'm very proud of the name. Everything was discombobulated. It was, you know, was practically a shot was in front. You know, they were ready.
Right.
And when we came, I mean, they couldn't do anything.
You saw this in the video. You could tell.
Tom, it discombobulated everything.
Nothing worked, even including humans.
Well, let's put it this way. We lost no equipment in a very strong, and they're good fighters, great fighters. In a very bad environment, it was a military base, the biggest in South America. In a very, because the house was in a base in South America, in a very, very tough environment, we lost no men and we lost no equipment.
The discombobulator just knocked everything.
Well, it did something.
It did something. Did Delcy Rodriguez work with you guys before that raid?
I can't talk about that. I mean, I don't talk about
it. Do you trust her?
Well, so far, she's done a great job. I mean, so far, she and all of the people that are working with her. Remember, in Iraq, they got rid of everybody. They had no generals. They had no people. They had nobody to run the government. Turned out to be a mess. And that's where ISIS came from. You know, that's where ISIS came from. Came from the military and all the people. They formed ISIS. It was handled very badly. But this is handled very well.
Of course, our wonderful president always handles everything very well. But yeah, he is the discombobulator. He's the one who's making everybody where they can't function. And as he's talked about, you know, we didn't lose any of our men. All of, you know, they lost so many men and they lost, you know, their weapons would not work. It was really bad. And they said, we never want to go up against America again. You know, and it's the same way with this cabal. They do not want to go up against President Trump. They wish so much that he was gone and they could just go up against other people. And it's not going to happen. Just newsflash, it's not going to happen. He is the discombobulator. Love this. All right, so now this is where Pete Hegseth announced that he has stopped all the narcotics operations indefinitely because of the U.S. strikes in the Caribbean. And you've seen them. They're still... Sometimes these people try to take a little boat and try to run it across the water, and the next thing you know, poof, and they're gone. I think they've been, you know, smoking too much wacky weed, because who in their right mind would go and do that, knowing that they can find you anywhere and blast you out of the water? Anyway, they're doing it. Some of these are still trying to do it. He said this is deterrence through strength. President Trump is saving American lives. It's amazing. Add that to our list of everything that has been done. It's really, you know, starting this XM Bank, doing, you know, stopping the narcotics. I mean, this is the end for them. Oh, and don't forget, I've got something to show you at the end about the blood moon and what's going to happen on 3/3. Okay, so don't forget, hang on tight. I've got to show you that just almost, we're almost there. Anyway, this is just wonderful to see this huge list of things. And I really do believe, again, pinned on my Melissa Red Pill account, you will see that I believe that what happened on Christmas Day with the gold and the silver rising so high, that caused the bankruptcy of the banks. And now it's just a matter of time for them to be pulled down. And this, I believe, was the sign in the heavens from Revelation 19, where it talks about there was an angel standing in the sun. I posted this November 10th. I'm like, when there's an angel standing in the sun, Venus is in the sun on Christmas Day, is something big going to happen that day? And that was when they went bankrupt. And they're not going to get a bailout. And so now it's just a matter of the whole thing coming crashing down around their ears. These people being exposed on the Epstein files, the XM Bank now being our bank instead of the Federal Reserve, the narcotics trade, they're losing in every way. And we're just having a great time. Just enjoy the show. All right, so here's where Pete Hegseth, it's just so wonderful. Oh my goodness, President Trump is doing so many wonderful things. And he said this week that you know, the Department of Education has sent out a referendum? Anyway, some kind of documentation saying that the children have the right to pray in the school. And this is their constitutional right, and for them to have time set aside. So pray that each of the school boards will have the courage to do this, and that they will not deny children their constitutional rights. And you might think, well, they can pray before their test. No, this is the problem. In the schools, they are controlled every minute of the day what they're supposed to do. There's no time to pray or read the word. They are, from 8:05, 8:01 to 8:05, they're doing this. From 8:06 to 8:10, they're doing that. I mean, it is highly controlled in their schedule. It has to be blocked off in their schedule to give them the opportunity. They don't have to use that opportunity, but they need to be given that opportunity. And this is one of the things that President Trump did this week. He put this out through the Department of Education that they have that constitutional right. And so that is put out there for all the schools. So then Pete Hegseth said this.
Every single day, especially in this town, that all power, all honor, and all glory belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yoo-hoo! Yes. Yes, you can't hear the people cheering, but they're cheering. This is at the National Prayer Breakfast. All power to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is King.
Christ is King. Every single...
I love it. We're back, baby. We are back. Isn't that awesome that we are back? Faith is back. The Lord is back, being given honor. It's so exciting. And they're not loving it. They're hating on it, but that's okay because we're moving forward with Christ as King. This is where we are. Okay, here's what I was going to show you guys. Okay, hang on. I'm going to show you something else first. Like what you just said, you were going to show it. Okay. So I want you to see this. This is another huge exposure. You know, in the Bible, it talks about bringing down the beast and the false prophet. And so it's not just about the cabal. We have to expose the criminals who have hijacked the religious institutions, and not just the churches. Yes, they've hijacked the churches and the denominations, but they've also hijacked the religious organizations like TPUSA. And this is what is being exposed with all that's happened with the Charlie incident. And I'm very much, if I had to put money on it, I would say that he is alive and that this whole thing is a sting operation. That is what I believe and that is what I hope. And I'm going to show you what Candace had to say this week, because she called out that they were involved in this and so that they could get the money from Netanyahu. She actually said it. Now, this is the thing. I don't believe that she would have said this. I don't believe that she would have had the ability to say it unless she had clear, undeniable evidence. Because if she didn't have the evidence, then this would be libel and defamation. So this is huge what she said. And she has a huge following. Millions and millions of people have seen this video. All right, so I'm going to play this for you. So the first portion I want you to see is about this guy named Pierre, and that he was somehow or another knew before anyone else that Charlie was dead. Okay, so again, I'm hopeful that there are those who were on the inside who got him out of there. He didn't go in an ambulance. We all know that, and I think that maybe he got out of there in an airplane that didn't have call signs on it. Either way, I'm not going to relitigate all of that right now. But the point is, while all this, I have a video over on my melissaredpill.com videos and on my Rumble that shows, what the timeline and what I believe actually happened on that day. But either way, if that's the case, either way, this does expose that these people were trying to do a hostile takeover of this religious organization. And this is what happens to all these religious organizations. If there is a person in the position of power at a church and they begin speaking the truth about whatever topic it is that they don't want to have spoken about, whether it's about Israel or whatever it is, then they are gone that day. They're out and they are replaced by someone who will toe the line. And this is exactly what happened with TPUSA. And they know how powerful TPUSA is. TPUSA was very instrumental in helping President Trump to win this past election, because they have this huge army of students who will go out and they will talk to their friends and get them signed up to vote for President Trump, get them, get them signed up with their voter registration card and all these things. And they know how powerful it is, and they want to be able to control that organization. They offered this money to Charlie, and he said no, but it appears Erica said yes, and that's what she's talking about here with this Pierre guy. He was one of the money men, and he found out immediately when this happened with Charlie. Okay, check this out.
The truth. Okay. Truth is that there was a deal on the table with Pierre, who, yes, is from France, born France. And that deal was worth billions. Not millions, billions, plural, billions of dollars. Just after Charlie was shot, and again, I have proof, Pierre had a phone call with Justin Strife. He also had a phone call with Mr. Don Arrico of Turning Point USA down in Tampa. And you know what's really odd? Somehow this French man, Pierre, he knew that Charlie was dead before the rest of the world did. How did he know that? How did he know before I knew? Especially because he wasn't yet a donor to Turning Point USA. Why was he given so much priority? French man. I'm interested. I know that after Charlie died, that deal went through. Yeah. I mean, if I'm lying, this would definitely fall within the category of defamation. So, yeah, I'm all in on this one.
She is all in on this. It would be defamation if... So that makes me think that she has undeniable evidence, and I think working with Cash Patel. And the honest truth is she can get this truth out easier than Cash Patel could. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's what I think is happening here. And so it's a sting operation to expose how they do a hostile takeover of these religious organizations. Sometimes, you know, many times it doesn't require such a thing as this where someone is shot. But clearly when you're talking about this kind of money, and this kind of political power, they will leave no stone unturned. They will do whatever they have to do. All right, so the next part, when it starts at the 1430 mark, I'm going to show you this portion where she's talking about Bibi Netanyahu. Check this out.
Here at the media, it's not interested in, but I certainly am, is in exchange for what, right? In exchange for what was Bibi Netanyahu going to take Turning Point USA to the next level? In exchange for what? And also, how was he planning to get that money into the company? Turning Point was already worth $100 million. Pulls in $100 million annually. What does the next level mean? It sounds like it would have to be. It's billions. Via whom? My guess is Pierre. Erica. I think that there's a reason Pierre knew that Charlie was dead first. I think there's a reason he was a priority. How? Why? I think France and Israel are involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination. And I'm going to put that out there with full confidence. I also now have very strong evidence, which suggests that you lied about your whereabouts on the morning of September 10th. Little details have been edited. You said that you were accompanying your mother as she was receiving a treatment. Like I said, I now have something which strongly disputes that narrative. So I'll ask you this question on behalf of the world. What the hell happened on September 10th?
There you go. There you go. So I just wanted you to see that and know that that went out there to the whole world. I will put this I'm going to share this clip for you guys. This is the Candace post. And so you guys can go and watch that when you have time and, you know, catch up with, if you haven't been keeping up with what she's been talking about. So I appreciate, you know, everything that she's been doing. And I believe that this, you know, this is exposing, because the whole world knows about this. This is not something that was done in a corner. This was something that everybody knows about, and they want to know, you know, want to get to the truth. And I believe so much, as it said on that first post I was reading to you at the beginning, you know, then the fun begins, exposing all of their crimes, all the things that they do, and how they run these operations, how they take over organizations, how they use all their money to run this huge game on us. And then number two, how they literally run governments from prison cells. and how they have all this insider information so that they are the financial winners and we are the financial losers. And that day is over. President Trump is done with that. And we're all done with that. And it all has to be where you ask the question, as I was reading to you in the 17 post, when all of these things, are being exposed, then everybody's wanting to know what is going on, what truly happened with Charlie, what truly happened with TPUSA, what really happened with Epstein and this island. Now everyone's asking these questions, and that's where we are in the timeline. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so now I'm going to show you what I found. Okay, so last night I was taking Bella out. And so you guys know that I had shown about this blood moon happening on 3-3. And I also have talked to you about, let me see if I have this one. I've talked to you about that Purim is on 3-3. Okay. And the Purim festival is the biblical festival to celebrate the annihilation of our enemies. We have this blood moon. It's also potentially, if this angel standing in the sun that I talked about is the exact Revelation 19 sign, and which brings down their financial system, the entire banker system. That was day 1260. I go into this video again on the linked, clipped on my, pinned on my ex account, Melissa Redpill. If that takes us to Purim as being the 1335th, a fifth day, which is from the prophecy in Daniel 12. It says, blessed are those who come to the 1335 days. What would cause all of the humanity to be blessed? It's to see the demise, the destruction, the downfall, the pulling down of this criminal cabal. And so it just seems like lights are flashing in the heavens with the blood moon, with the red light, with everything pointing us in this direction, that 3-3. Purim is the great celebration for all of humanity to bring down this criminal cabal. I hope this is right. So I was out there with my little puppy dog, and I was looking at the beautiful stars because it was a beautiful clear night last night. And I'm like, oh, I saw Jupiter, and Jupiter doesn't really look like it's doing anything that fantastic. And I'm like, I said, oh, what about the blood moon? What about, where is that blood moon? Okay, so the location of the blood moon gives you a clue as to what is happening, okay? There was if I remember correctly, the blood moon was on the scales of justice when Jesus died. And so it was showing that he tipped the scales in our favor because his blood paid for our sins. This is the type of thing that the Lord has put in the heavens for us if we know how to read these signs. He says, I've put the earth will turn, the moon will turn to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord. It's talking about that there will be several blood moons. And if you know how to follow these things, in Genesis 1:14, it says, he put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years, for signs for us. I have so many things about biblical astronomy. You can go and check that out over on Melissa Redpill. But this is what I saw when I looked it up last night. This is where the blood moon is on 3-3. On March 3rd, coming up, the blood moon is under the feet of Leo. Leo represents Christ as the lion of the tribe of Judah. This is where he's crushing them under his feet. Look at these beautiful passages that I'm sure you've read many times. Sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. Psalm 110, verse 1. Also in Romans 16:20, it says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Also, for God has put everything under his feet. 1 Corinthians 15:27, right there, they're being crushed. Right there, they're under his foot. Under his foot, being crushed under his foot. The foot of Christ as the Lion King. I think that's very interesting with what we've been seeing, a lot of different information about the Lion King. He is the king of the jungle. 3-3. We'll see. We will see. I just find that very, very interesting that they're being crushed under his feet on 3-3 on Purim, and potentially that day, that 1335th day. Again, if you want to go and see that, go to Melissa Red Pill. I'll pull it up real quick. This one right here, the very top one, and I've left it pinned up here about what brings down the House of Cards. And I go through step by step what actually happens. And if you look at this one, the one just below it is where I show the beautiful sign that happened on Christmas Day, that is according to Revelation chapter 19. All right, so check that out. Also, we're doing the series on Esther, so if you haven't seen that, definitely go and check that out, because this tells you more about Purim. What in the world is Purim? What and why do we care? What does this matter? So definitely go and check, just go over to the Red Pill of the World Rumble account, and you will see that. I'll go ahead and post this over in the chat for you guys. This is the one, the Esther video that we did yesterday, but this is our third one, and to bring people up to speed on what Purim is all about. It's quite interesting that we have a celebration about the annihilation of our enemies, don't you think? Isn't that a very interesting celebration? You know, we think of Christmas, but we don't really think of a celebration where we are celebrating the destruction of our enemy. So definitely go check it out. She was the original prayer warrior, and she was used to destroy the cabal. All right, that's it. We're going to pray. Before we go, I'm going to show you this super quick. Today is the last day for the $5 bottle of detox. So check that out. I hope you guys take advantage of that offer. Here is I'm going to put this on here, the $5 offer to detox. You know, one day everything will be cleansed and we won't have to worry about this so much. But right now, they have just everything. There's so many toxins everywhere, and our body is exposed to 80,000 toxins every day. So we really need to detox every day. A lot of people, I think, have depression because they have all these toxins in their brain. It makes their brain not, the chemicals not work properly. This was intentional. All these dyes. Be very careful with what you eat. Please be very careful. Make sure that whatever you eat is organic. Make sure that everything you eat is healthy and does not have all these, it's not processed. Please, because it really is important. Here's the information about all the things that are in our bodies. And so anyway, it's this bottle right here. PPX. I do it every day to cleanse my brain, my body. It goes even to the cellular level, and it's over on this channel, this link right here for $5. And I just think it's one of the most important things that you can do for your health. But anyway, check out my whole web health page, freedomforce.live/health. Okay, well, I think that's it. You guys, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you again, Lord, for all the truth that is coming out. Thank you for all these wonderful patriots who have been exposing the truth. And thank you that we're finally here on this timeline when the truth is setting us free, literally. I just pray for everyone who is receiving this information that they will have the understanding, that you'll help their minds to receive it and understand that our world has been run by criminals, and that we must hold them to an account, and they must be removed from these positions of power. Thank you that we're seeing them starting to fall and no longer being honored and respected by the people, because they realize who they are and what they have done. And we just thank you that we're going to see this beautiful day, the end times for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. Whatever happens over the next few weeks, Lord, we just ask you to continue to give us the strength to share it and to face it and no matter what happens, we just trust you. We trust your plan, and we know that this is the day when we will set us free, and they will be crushed under your feet. And under our feet also, because we will rule and reign with you, just like Queen Esther, as the queen ruling with you, the king of the world. You are the king, and we're so thankful, just like with Pete Hegseth saying that you are the king of the world. And we're just very thankful to have a good king instead of these evil tyrants ruling over us. And just pray for all those who are in danger. We pray for Iran. We pray for all those who have been struggling against all these forces. Just strengthen them and protect them with your holy angels. And until these evildoers are brought down, protect us from all the evil things that they've done to the food and the air and the water. Help us, protect us, Lord, from all their evil onslaughts for straight from the pits of hell. And we just thank you that you're going to see us through to these bright, amazing, beautiful days. And we pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you so much. I'm going to show you super quick that one more time so you can see this beautiful sign in the heavens that the Lord gave us for the blood moon as right there. Check that out. I want to make sure that you have that link right there too to share. I'll put that in the comments, and I'll play this one quick song for you before we go, and off we go. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.